The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Navar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navar, certified financial planner at your service this morning, along with Doug Neal, certified financial planner, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, Craig Montana running the studio for us. And of course, as always, we want to hear from you. What's on your mind today about what's going on with you and your financial well-being? And that's where we focus. All of our efforts is to help educate you about what your options are, because there's so much stuff out there. Guys, it's just tough to get through it all.
And it takes a little bit of time, and it's kind of like, where do I start? What do I do? I've got a son of an adult son who's in his, my guess is, 40s or 50s, trying to get his act together. He sees that his mom, she's one of the widows we work with, and he's like, okay, what... He gave us a call. Mm-hmm. Stop in. Okay, now he started the process. My guess is it's going to be about a year before we finish everything, but that's okay. He's young enough, and he's got started, and where do you start? Right here.
Well, and it's interesting, too, Jamie, that a lot of times people think, well, you really don't have to start worrying about this stuff until you're in your 50s or you're about to retire in your 60s.
Yeah, when it comes to retirement planning, you need to start as soon as you get out in the workforce. You retire from college or you get out of high school and get in the workplace. You need to start planning for that retirement right away. Now, the sooner you start it, the better off it's going to be. And so, yeah, it is a common misconception that you need to start thinking about it when it's 5 years away. That's really a little bit late to start thinking about retirement.
Yeah, you got a lot of work to do there if you're waiting that long. Now, it doesn't mean you can't do it, of course.
Right.
But the old school thing of, well, you know, I don't need to worry about it for another 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, simply not true. And I don't know about you guys, but when I go to do 401k plan enrollments and talk with younger people at companies, it's starting to get through a little bit because they're seeing their parents or their grandparents who are now scrambling to try and get money put away, take care of things, do different items of financial planning. And the younger people don't want to get stuck with that. They don't want to get caught there.
And Doug made a good point at the beginning that, you know, there are so many different financial products out there. Sometimes it becomes a little bit daunting to try and figure out where to start.
So starting in the middle or toward the end of planning, we got you covered no matter what. We are financial planners and been doing this for many, many, many years.
Hey, hey, hey.
It's true, though. And we are glad to help you as well. We have a phone number you can call if you want to ask a question of us. We're going to take a little break right now for commercials, pay a couple of bills here. But if you want to talk to us and you don't want your voice on the air, no problem. You can call us right now. Anytime during the show, but now is good. If you have a particular point you want to discuss for the next 3 or 4 minutes while we have commercials on, here's a way to do that. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony, Doug, and Jamie on today's edition of The Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
So good to me.
Parts and More, man, they've got a lot of parts there. For things you need to repair, they've got the parts you need there. Any part and any brand, it's all at Parts and More. Parts for mowers, blowers, trimmers, edgers, washers, dryers, ovens, heaters, backs for any vacuum cleaners, even backs for trash compactors, plus a lot of belts and blades down at Parts and More. Parts and More, 1407 South Dan Brenham, 979-337-9229.
Do you have things left from your garage sale or estate sale? Donate your leftovers to Forever Young Resale Shop. This is Virginia Baker, manager at the Forever Young Resale Shop. All the money we earn from the sale of your donated items goes to help feed Washington County homebound seniors. Plus, every time you buy from Forever Young, you're also helping. So for items too good to throw away, but you have no use for them anymore, donate to Forever Young Resale Shop at 702 East Alamo in Brenham. We really need your donations and your help.
Cold Course Foods is the operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding areas. If you are looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Right now, get two sandwiches for $6. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the new Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
With the end of the year approaching, there's no better time to stop by ASCO Equipment in Brenham or Bryan for the Case IH year-end sales event. You'll find new Case IH Farmall, Maxim, and Puma Series tractors, along with their complete line of hay tools, all at a special rate. So say goodbye to 2018 and hello to savings. For more information, visit ASCO in Brenham on US 290 West or in Bryan on North Earl Rudder Freeway today.
Belleville Rentall has an almost endless list of items for rent. Concrete, construction, pumps, and party rentals. Planning a birthday party or anniversary party? Find everything you need for your affair at Belleville Rentall. Tables, chairs, fountains, and more. New to their list of party rentals are tablecloths, and to the lawn and garden equipment is log splitters and wood chippers. For one-time use or to supplement the equipment you already have, go to Belleville Rentall at 726 East Mill Street in Belleville or call them at 979-865-1520.
It's Burton Panther playoff football on AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com. The Burton Panthers, the champs of District 14-2A, set to take on Chilton in the bi-district round of the Region 4-2A playoffs. The Panthers and Chilton will get together at Bryan High School's Merle Green Stadium Thursday night. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock, 6:30 pregame. On your voice for the Panthers, AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7. And KWHI.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neo Financial Group. And this is a Veterans Day broadcast here, and I want to be sure and say thank you to all of our veterans, and thank you for your service and your sacrifice for our country.
It's kind of neat. In church yesterday, the pastor always has all the people who served in the armed forces stand up, and it's amazing how many people stood up.
Yeah, it's kind of empty downtown here today because it's Veterans Day.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, we always want to remember everything that they've done for us. We wouldn't be here if it wouldn't be for our veterans.
Absolutely. So our thanks again to all of the veterans out there. Appreciate you. By the way, if you caught a lot of traffic on the internet, plus if you watch Saturday Night Live, they did do that apology to veteran and war hero Dan Crenshaw.
Congressman. I was glad to see Saturday Night Live was willing to stand up and make that apology. When it first happened, everybody that I knew said they felt like they owed him an apology, and they came through. So that was good to see. And it ended up being kind of a funny show and in connection with all of that, too.
I don't watch Saturday Night Live, but they had it all over the news. They had the clips of it, and it was really funny.
Well, Crenshaw was on, what was it, Good Morning America or something
this
morning?
Today, yeah.
Uh-huh. And so anyway, okay, Dan. Now go to work.
Yeah, that's now right. Go to work.
He did get elected, and now he's got to put up.
Yeah. Anyway, we're working hard for you this morning, and I want to say that it's been kind of a rough and rocky time for some investments, as many of us know, looking at our balances and stuff. How do you think people, you know, should be reacting to this? Because I know a lot of us have heard from people that are not even our clients. We get asked all the time about what's going on.
Yeah, I've just came back from a two-day convention in Austin. Lots of companies there, investment companies, research companies, and that's the same question. Okay, we ask the same question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, here's show us what's going on. And they had charts and graphs, and they showed how the markets were going before recessions, during recessions, after recessions. And you could look back since the 40s or even the 20s, I guess, and they'd show the recessions and what led up to it and then how far down it went and when did it come back again. And right now, it looks like we got another year or two or three. Nobody knows.
No, but
it looks like we're not even close to another recession. Everything's looking good. It's just, it's going to be volatile. That's one thing. It's going to go up. It's going to go down. But it's a very good time for growth. All the indicators, and it's kind of hard to describe a graph over the radio.
Yeah.
But just over the period of times that all the prior recessions, 2008, 12, 16, all of them, you could see where the lines were going. And then how they went down, and then they came back again. And where we are today is we're at the bottom of an upswing.
We're in a basing process.
Correct.
Out of a generally up market.
We're generally up market, but you're going to have good days and bad days. Like right now, the market's down 230 points. Well, that's kind of the norm. If you look back in 2018, so it's been all year.
Mm-hmm.
We've had good weeks and had bad weeks. But all the economic indicators look very, very positive for the next 12 to 18 months.
Well, now what did they say about the Federal Reserve? Because I'm seeing more and more that the Fed does, of course, pay attention to markets and investing, right?
That was pretty much a non-factor. They know the Fed's going to increase interest rates. They don't know how many times, but they know the market has figured two or three times that the Fed's going to increase interest rates. So it's built in. You know it's coming. It's just a matter of when. So that's not a it's kind of really a plus, especially for retirees or pre-retirees. Hey, your interest rates are going up 2-3% here now instead of 0.5%. Kind of hard to live off 0.5%. You know, 2.5-3%. Okay, that's a little bit better for a very safe investment.
Well, it's always interesting to listen to the people who do those studies and put those graphs together. I wonder how many days they spend together finding the graph that they actually want.
I kind of like this part of your graph here. Maybe we can put that into my graph and sort of
We've been doing this long enough to know that.
Yeah.
They're always going to have all the financial indicators and all the stuff that goes into that and comparing. They're constantly doing that. That's their job. What they don't take into account, and we've talked about this many times before, is that there are certain things that come up that emotionally affect the markets.
Yes.
That have nothing to do with the justification for ups or downs. All the indicators say that, as you said, Doug, the indicators all look pretty good, but we don't know if there's going to be something that happens sometime in the future that's going to affect the markets. It has nothing to do with the technical aspects of the market.
Right. And that's a time not to run scared.
Right.
Because you could have a big... I can only think of one thing. I'm not going to say it, but something bad happens. Has nothing to do with the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
But the market just so scared. It'd be like 9/11. Okay, the market's just cratered the next day or the day after that and that week. Well, it's come back gangbusters since then. So it's like if you get out right then, you're guaranteed a loss. So it just kind of ride it out, and hopefully you weren't going to retire that week.
Well, and that kind of brings me to some of our topics today, because there are things you can do to still put a little bit more, I'm not really saying safety, but I'm saying volatility.
Yeah, less volatility.
In what you're doing. If it makes you nervous... And there are things and there are ways that you can deal with this. And we're going to start talking about that a little bit more today. So let's go and talk a little bit about some of this. You know, we've all heard about laddering CDs, right? And some of us ladder bonds. Maybe, in a bond portfolio.
Maybe we should just give a quick explanation of that, because we always get new listeners and maybe they...
But there's also other types of investment vehicles you can ladder as well to make up for increases in interest rates as we're going along over the next year or two, with the Federal Reserve saying, yes, we are going to increase rates. So how can you keep up with that and not get hammered by lower rates when you've locked into something beforehand that's going to be keeping your rates down at one level for a year or two or three or whatever? So let's kind of start this first, and let's do some definitions, as you were saying, Doug.
A laddered CD or laddered bonds is, okay, we get a CD that matures in 1 year, then we buy at the same time a CD that matures in 18 months, mm-hmm. and then we buy another CD that matures in 24 months, and another one that, and so on, 30 months. So that every 6 months, as in the time comes, our money comes due and we reinvest it again and at whatever the current rate is. And if the Federal Reserve is an upward trending interest rates, that kind of helps catch the interest rates on the way up and protects us on the way down. But that way all your money is not in one bucket, I guess, or one place.
And mm-hmm. ideally, the idea behind that is that the longer you have the money locked up, hopefully what you're going to be getting is a higher interest rate for the unavailability of that money during that time period, which is kind of interesting because, Tony, you remember we talked it's been a year or two ago, we talked about the inverse yield curve on interest rates, which meant that you weren't going to get higher interest rates for locking in money for 5 years than you were getting for locking it up for 1 year. Which is not typical.
No, that's true.
And we're kind of crawling out of that now. I don't think that that's the situation currently. But the idea, again, behind that is, whether it's with CDs or bonds, is that as once mature, the one that you've been holding for a longer period of time was earning a higher interest rate because it wasn't available. But then, as you said, Doug, what that means is that periodically you're going to have more money coming available to reinvest at certain time periods. So you can evaluate what you want to do with it.
Mm-hmm. So let's, you know, start on something you were talking about earlier before we got to the radio station, Jamie, and that is the idea of laddering investment vehicles that actually defer your income until a later date, but you ladder these so that as interest rates rise, you're keeping up with that. Or if as inflation goes up, you're keeping up with that. Many of these products that are out there now are already doing this type of thing internally, even with just one product instead of having many. But let's get this started. We'll be up on a break in about 4 minutes, but let's try and get the groundwork laid for the philosophy behind this. And again, these are not for everyone.
Right. But when we talk about retirement, always the key in retirement is creating income. And so we talk a lot about different ways to create income. We've talked about using dividend paying stocks. Bonds create interest income. CDs create interest income. Also, immediate annuities create income. With an immediate annuity, the idea is you give the insurance company a certain amount of money, and you get an immediate income guaranteed for a certain time period with that immediate annuity. Well, the insurance companies also have something called a deferred income annuity. The idea behind that would be that you'll give the insurance company the money with the promise that in some time in the future, you'll get a higher income than you could get if you started taking the income immediately. And that's why they're called deferred income annuities, because you're asking for an income sometime in the future. And you can ladder those the same way. You can say, I want to get one that 5 years from now is going to pay me an income.
Like what, $1,000 a month or $500 a month?
Yeah, there's an example here. If you're age 65 and in 5 years, you want to join income, you give them $100,000. An example would be in 5 years, they'll give you a lifetime income of $9,610.
Each year. So, yeah, you guaranteed, you know the money's coming.
You know that the money's going to be there. It's guaranteed to pay you that amount of money 5 years from now. But if you were to do a 10-year one, instead of 9,610, in 10 years, it's going to pay you $15,000 a year for the rest of your life. That's a difference. And that would be called laddering deferred income annuities. Now, what you can do, rather than get a lifetime income, you can say, I wanted to do get a five-year income. Well, you'll get a lot more money with a five-year income than you will with a lifetime income.
So it's basically just a savings plan with a guarantee at the end.
With a guaranteed income. And so you get a five-year deferred income annuity that's going to pay for 5 years. So what you do then, you ladder one, it's going to start paying you an income for 5 years and 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So every time the income stops on one, the income starts on another.
But your income is higher.
But your income is higher.
Because you waited longer on
them. You've guaranteed yourself an increase in income by doing that, and you can ladder them. It's a mystery to me why these aren't more widely known.
Aren't more people doing it? That was going to be my first question.
Yeah, I think the reason for it is it has that word annuity in there, and people think, well, if it's an annuity, it must be bad. Annuities are just another financial product. Do they have downsides? Yes, they do. One of the questions you asked me, Tony, well, what about liquidity? Well, liquidity is an issue for them.
Mm-hmm.
The money's not readily liquid. Now, you can get some that have liquidity provisions in them. But guess what?
They don't pay as much.
They don't pay as much.
Right, because they make more money the longer they have your money.
Yeah, and if you want to have liquidity in it, it's going to cost you.
Right.
But you can see that if you're concerned about income, Doug, we always talk about the fact, wouldn't it be nice to be in retirement and guarantee that my electricity bill, my taxes, all of the fixed income expenses that I know I'm going to have are going to be guaranteed covered for the rest of my life?
Yeah, that's kind of nice because it's your own private pension. You know, X amount of dollars is coming in every month for whatever the time frame, usually for the rest of your life, what you kind of set it up for.
Right.
And so I call it your bread and butter money. It takes care of your living. Now the vacation and the grandkids, everything else, you have a different account for that.
Yeah. And so deferred income annuities can be structured in such a way you can get 5-year payouts, 10-year payouts, lifetime payouts. It just depends on what makes you happy. But it'd be a thing to look at.
So we're actually laddering. We're talking about laddering.
It is laddering.
Just like you would a savings account. And by the way, does the bank pay you higher interest if you hold your deposit in there longer? Yes, they do. Same kind of a principle.
Same concept.
Right? So we'll talk a little bit more about, you know, how you structure these kinds of things and, you know, help you to maybe decide, is this something that I would want to have or not? Could it be a part of an overall planning process? Because, there's that word, plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's because we're financial planners.
What are you trying to accomplish? What do you want? And how do you feel about it? There's things out there that we can help find get them for you.
Well, yeah.
Take it, Tony.
And, well, the thing is it right for you? That's the thing, too. Right? That's got to be at the core of everything you decide on. How do you make that decision? And by the way, how important is this? Not just for you, or if you have a parent, a grandparent, and you're a younger person, but get this. New statistics out from some big number crunchers say an estimated 10,400 Americans are going to turn 65 years old every single day next year. 10,400 more people turn 65 every single day in 2019. Got to be thinking. All right. Coming back with more on this and how to think about doing these things. This is the retirement rescue portion of the Money Makeover Show. We'll be right back. If you got a question in the meantime, here's our number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. We'll talk to you now right here on the Money Makeover Show. We'll be right back.
Are you having family or friends over for the holidays? Now's the time to call Scavisa Catering at 836-8778 today to book your party. Whether you want to pick up your holiday fare, have Scavisa's drop it off at your event location, or use their full-service catering, you need to book now to ensure you get the date you want. Scavisa Catering wants you to enjoy your holidays, so call 836-8778 today and then sit back, relax, and let Scavisa Catering do the work. Some of the best holiday gifts don't even need wrapping.
The folks at All Auto Sales and Service in Brenham are proud to support the veterans. All Auto offers repairs on many makes and models. Bring in your vehicle Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. If that's not convenient, talk to Lenny Barrera at 836-7802 to make an appointment on a weekend. All Auto Sales and Service thanks the community for their support by trusting their auto repairs to All Auto Sales and Service on Highway 36 South in Brenham. This Veterans Day, be sure to thank the veterans for their service.
When you're looking for home health care, you want a company with a reputation of reliability, expertise, and compassion. You want GoNears Home Care Specialist in Brenham. Being an extension of a medical care and health facility in your home, their licensed and certified staff do not waver in the mission of providing you with daily care, protection, and relief. Call them today at 979-251-7705 or visit their website at GoNearsHomeCareSpecialist.com. GoNears Home Care Specialist, supporting the veterans, and thanks them for their service.
If your hearing has slowly declined over the years and you're having trouble following conversations, visit Aaron Gonzalez at Paget Hearing Aid Center. Aaron is a hearing expert, and you can trust him to help you navigate through the new hearing technology to find the perfect hearing aid for you, the one that delivers pristine sound and clarity to help you hear comfortably. Call 830-0865 today or stop by at 103 West Alamo. Paget Hearing Aid Center, a new owner for the same quality of service. Se habla español. Welcome to the world of performance, health, and wellness. Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder offers chiropractic care for adults, children, infants, and prenatal care, plus sports injury care and rehabilitation. Let her team of massage therapists help you relax and unwind from the stress of daily life. Don't neglect that nagging neck or back pain any longer. Relief is just a phone call away at 979-451-9111. The world of performance, health, and wellness is waiting to give you their full attention. 306 East Main in downtown Brenham.
RWG Construction Management is a Brenham-based construction management and general contractor company owned and operated by Bob Grabarczyk. RWG provides project management services nationally for hotel and restaurant renovations. In Brenham, they served as construction manager on the renovation of the Simon Theater, Unity Theater, Christ Lutheran Sanctuary, and numerous residential and commercial projects for the last 31 years. RWG Construction Management, 307 South Baylor Street in Brenham. Call 979-836-7176.
Even though it's fall, there's still time to do outdoor repairs and painting for your home, shop, or business. Let Our Integrity Works free up your fall weekends and take care of those projects for you. Our Integrity Works can help you save energy costs with a window upgrade. They can build a new deck or porch for fall entertaining and surround your property with a sturdy privacy or decorative fence. Call Our Integrity Works today for an appointment. Our Integrity Works, 979-251-7972. That's 979-251-7972. Or visit online at integrityworks.info.
It's Brenham Cub Playoff Football on KWHI. The Brenham Cubs are set to square off with Bernie Champion in the bi-district round of the Region 4 5A playoffs. The Cubs and Champion will kick off 7:30 Friday night at Cubs Stadium. Join Tommy Lang and me, the sports doc at Palva, for all the action. 7 o'clock pregame, the Cubs Bernie Champion Playoff Football on AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. Hey, we got an office in Houston, another one in Brenham for Central Texas, and glad to see you at either place. If you'd like to come in, just sit down, go over things. How are you doing? If you're younger, hey, are you on the right track? Are you starting to make some moves so you don't have to suddenly have a retirement rescue plan going on when you're in your mid-50s, you're 60, you're 65, whatever it is, right? So free review, very, very important. We offer those all the time. Glad to have you come in. We'll go over things. What's on your mind about your finances? Are you on the right track? And here's the number to call to get that free review. Make sure you're doing okay. 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. And Jamie Keys, we also have a very good website, and people can shoot us an email, questions, whatever on that.
We do. MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. Make sure you get it all in there. MoneyMakeOverTeam.com.
Right. So do avail yourself of that opportunity. You're going to be really happy you did that. Let's talk a little bit more about generating income, because if you're in your 50s or 55 or 60, or you're knocking on the door one way or the other of over the next 10 years or 5 years or even 1 year or now of walking out the door from your employer and doing something else with your life, no matter what you're defining retirement as, where is your money going to come from? How is it going to be there? How can you stabilize that money so you know you've got it? We talked just before the break, Jamie, about laddering certain types of financial products. We all know about laddering CDs. Some of us know about laddering bonds. And then some of us are now laddering things that are annuity types of investments, which are not suitable for everybody. In some cases, though, they could be part of strategy, maybe not the entire strategy for somebody, right?
Yeah, deferred income annuities. We had talked a little bit about those before the break. We'll finish up now on those. But you know, one of the concerns was going to be liquidity. Well, mm-hmm. If you have deferred income annuities, one of the advantages to them is you would expect that when you make your investment with the insurance company and you're deferring your income, they're going to give you a higher rate of return because you're deferring that income. So the longer you defer it, you expect a higher rate of return. Well, your question, Tony, was, well, we talked earlier in the show about what the feds are doing with interest rates, right? Mm-hmm. Well, what's been happening recently this past year is we've seen the interest rates starting to go up. Well, if I've deferred income for 15 years or 10 years and I have an interest rate that the insurance company has guaranteed to me and I'm in a rising interest rate environment, the natural question would be, well, why would I want to lock in my interest rate now if interest rates are going up? Well, how do you think the insurance companies respond to that? They're willing to offer you deferred income annuities that have inflation protection.
No. Oh. Okay.
So it keeps pace with the interest
rates. So it keeps pace with interest rates. As interest go up, then the income should go up.
Now, does it cost you more to have that privilege?
Nothing is free in this world.
Okay. So you have to weigh that in, though.
You do have to weigh that in, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so, again, like most things, it involves proper planning. And you had talked about, Doug, we know where to go to do the research on these things. And so if how many people do we come across that shop CDs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that shop CDs.
Well, you do the same thing with deferred income annuities. Or if you're going to just get an immediate annuity, you try and shop it, see who's paying the highest interest rate. Because most people don't know that if you get a quote on an immediate annuity, mm-hmm. it's only good for, I think it's 3 days.
Yeah, it was three. I think the longest I've ever seen was 10.
Yeah,
the longest.
And so because the rate of return is constantly changing on those, and so you shop deferred income annuities the same way and try and find out who has the best features or the best interest rate or is going to guarantee you the best income for the length of time that you're concerned about. And, of course, you always want to take a look and see, you know, the quality of the company that you're going to be dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, those income annuities, you maybe do that when you ladder those as part of your retirement income. We look at it as more of the stable part. It's your private pension. Here comes a check every month. May not be enough for you to live on totally, but that's okay. Then you have another account that is maybe more liquid for emergencies or whatever.
And is built for growth also.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
So that you get growth. You want to have a guaranteed income in retirement. That's been, you know, one of the things that people have complained about with the downfall of the old pension plans and the advent of the defined contribution plans, the 401k plans, is that when they retire, they don't have guaranteed income anymore, because that's what pension plans did mm-hmm. for you. It's kind of interesting now that the government is starting to look at whether or not they want to require 401k plans to have annuities as part of the option when you retire as part of the 401k plan.
Yeah, that may be a mandatory thing.
That's right.
In your 401k, that far down away in time, actually.
Yeah.
You know, I think they're really seriously looking at this.
They are, as one of the options that you have available to you to have a guaranteed income stream like the old pension plans used to have. So if you're concerned about income, as you had said, Doug, this is one of the options that's out there for a portion of your portfolio, so that you know that for this length of time, I'm going to have this guaranteed income stream, and nothing's going to affect it.
Well, and that's part of what we do as financial planners for each individual that comes to us, and that is, what are the best things for you to consider doing in your particular situation? Every one of us is different with our needs and our family situations, our income, assets we have, et cetera, et cetera. And everything we do has to be planned on that basis.
Yeah, the next thing we're going to talk about, Doug, has some interesting articles on income and what it takes to live.
Oh,
and
yeah.
How that affects some interesting people that you may know about. And we're going to talk about a little bit about that. And it's also interesting in today's Houston Chronicle, a portion of the paper, they had a cost of living comparison for the 20 biggest metropolitan areas in the United States.
Yeah, so things aren't so bad here is kind of what I
So we're going to tie we're going to tie
right?
all the tie all that together.
Mhm. So Doug, when you're looking at some of this information, what stood out for you? I think it's really interesting.
This was an article. Since this is football season now, got this out of the investment news, and it has to talk about teams that live in high income tax states
mm-hmm.
versus teams that are in low state income tax states or no income tax states. Teams that are in low income tax states tend to do better than those that.
What?
What? How?
Okay.
How?
It has to do with the tax law change that just came about. You can no longer deduct unreimbursed employment business expenses. Now, what is that? Well, if you're an NFL player, you have agent fees, you've got union dues, you got public relations, maybe business, you got off-season trainers, they used to be able to write those off against their income.
As business expenses.
Now they can't. It's all taxable to them. And so that's kind of a tough one. And they did.
But that's a national deal.
That's a national one. What happened, this gentleman from a university did a research over two decades show that the National Football League franchises based in high-tax states lost more games on average during the regular season compared to teams in low or no-tax states.
As an example, so
it's New York. Yeah, the Giants, the Jets. They faced the third highest average tax rate from 1994 to 2016 of 7.94%. That's the state income tax. See, now in this new tax law that just hit, you can't deduct more than $10,000 of state income tax. Well, these NFL players, the higher paid ones, paying a ton of money. So where do you think they want to live?
That's why a lot of them live in Texas.
Texas or Florida. They don't live. California, New York are tougher. California is 11.28% average state income tax. So let's see. Wow. I can live in Texas and pay no state income tax, or I can live in California and pay 11% in addition to whatever federal income tax I have to pay.
And so with a limit on the deduction for it.
Yeah, with the limit on the deductions. So you can kind of see.
So the players want to go to those teams that are in those states where taxes are lower.
Yeah, we'll have to come back on that one because it has. There's another thing called, they call it the jock tax. That makes a difference of where these guys live and play, too.
Now, that's something everybody's craving to know.
Yeah, I know.
The jock tax.
Hey, yeah, there we are. Hey, always keeping you informed. That's our primary goal.
Sometimes it's got to be humorous.
Yeah, all right, on the Money Makeover Show. In the meantime, if there's something really that you want to find out about, you can call us. And I know that today's a holiday and a lot of us are doing other things. But if you've got a question, heaven's sakes, give us a call. Craig's here. He'll get your call through at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony, Doug, and Jamie in today's edition of the Money Makeover Show from Neo Financial Group.
St. Mary's Parish Council of Catholic Women invites you to our pre-holiday bazaar on Saturday, November 17th from 9 a.m. till 12 noon. Come out to St. Mary's Parish Activity Center on the corner of Germania and Park Streets. We will have homemade canned goods, homemade cakes, cookies, jams, jellies, and lots of crafts, including holiday decor. Plus, be sure to ask how you could be the recipient of a homemade quilt made by the Ladies of St. Mary's and other prizes. That's the pre-holiday bazaar on November 17th at St. Mary's Parish Activity Center.
Think a utility vehicle should do more than take you places? So does Kubota. That's why our all-new Sidekick is built to do it all. Climb more, tow more, go more. Cross over to more today. Take your Kubota Sidekick home with no money down and 0% financing for 36 months. Now through December 31st, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Your Kubota dealer is WC Tractor at Brenham, Bryan, and Navasota.
Norman's Pharmacy hopes you'll take time to remember the dedication and service that so many have made for God and country this Veterans Day. Norman's Pharmacy is dedicated to bringing you quality pharmaceutical service. They have the medicine to make you feel better. Over-the-counter or full prescription service. Plus, they accept most insurance cards. Now order your refills online at normanspharmacy.com or order refills from your iPhone or Android phone. Norman's Pharmacy, 2105 South Day in Brenham, saluting the veterans.
RWG Construction Management is a Brenham-based construction management and general contractor company owned and operated by Bob Grabarczyk. RWG provides project management services nationally for hotel and restaurant renovations. In Brenham, they served as construction manager on the renovation of the Simon Theater, Unity Theater, Christ Lutheran Sanctuary, and numerous residential and commercial projects for the last 31 years. RWG Construction Management, 307 South Baylor Street in Brenham. Call 979-836-7176.
Wouldn't you like a beautiful smile to share with confidence? At Brenham Orthodontics, Dr. Troy Gore specializes in braces, including Invisalign. The team at Brenham Orthodontics has the highest level of training experience. Plus, they provide a friendly and professional environment. Call 979-836-6160 to schedule your complimentary consultation. Brenham Orthodontics creates beautiful smiles for all ages at 1704 South Blue Bell Road in Brenham. They also see patients in Belleville and Columbus. Visit online at BrennamOrthodontics.com for a healthy, confident smile.
Hi, this is Susan with Faith Missions. I am here to tell you that we are so excited about our two Higgins locations. And don't forget our furniture store. We have everything to meet all of your shopping needs, and we have bargains galore every day. And did you know that when you donate or purchase items at either of our Higgins locations, you are actually helping to feed, clothe, and shelter men, women, and children on a daily basis? Come experience an incredible shopping experience at all of our locations. Higgins South, located at 2268 South Market. Higgins North, located at 550 East Bluebell Road. And don't forget, the furniture store right beside the Cannery Restaurant. We are local, we give back to our community, and your money and donations stay right here in Washington County. Shop local, which serves to help our community. Remember, Higgins is the best place to shop in Brenham.
Ludeman Feed and Farm has changed its name to Two Creek Feed and Farm. They continue to offer the same great service and quality products as always. They're committed to making your feed with all natural ingredients. Ask them about their Live and Good feed. Their all-around horse nugget has been endorsed by performance horse owners as remarkable. Don't forget them for your Sullivan Show supplies and Canadian Show Flake shavings. Two Creek Feed and Farm, formerly Ludeman Feed, is located 5 miles west of Brenham on Old Mill Creek Road.
Keep your boat maintained for safe, trouble-free boating and save when you go to Schmidt Boat Repair on Highway 36 South in Brenham. Chad and Robert, owners of Schmidt Boat Repair, appreciate your patronage and look forward to serving you in the future. For engine repair, boat and trailer electrical work, maintenance, and more, bring your boat and trailer to Schmidt Boat Repair to enjoy trouble-free boating. Schmidt's Boat Repair, 4 miles south of Brenham on Highway 36. Call 979-836-3033 or visit them online at schmidtboatrepair.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Alrighty, welcome back to today's edition of the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. I'm Tony Navarre. I'm a certified financial planner. Doug Neal, certified financial planner in the studio as well. And Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant. Craig Montana running the studio for us. Again, if you've got questions, you can either send us a question by email to our website, which is moneymakeoverteam.com. MoneyMakeOverTeam.com. Or we're running out of time here right at the moment. Yeah. You can call us at the office. Let me go ahead and give you the office number and set up a time to come in, talk things over. There is no sales pressure. We do not do that. But you will find out how you're tracking. You got specific questions about something. We answer them. Yes, we do. And here's the phone number to do that, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903, and we are glad to help you do better with managing things for you and for your family. That's the bottom line for us.
Yep. Just some interesting tidbits here on the NFL and the players and the...
Yeah, they have financial things going on, too.
Yeah,
they
got a lot of things, and the people don't realize that. But California team pays, if you're an NFL player on any of those three California teams, you pay 10 to 12% more in state income tax, and you lose your exemptions because of the new tax law versus somebody, any of the Texas teams or Florida teams. And what the federal government does, if you go, or no, no, I'm sorry, the state, if you go and play the Jets or the Giants, that one day, there's 16 games in an NFL season, and you play one game in New York, you have to pay 1/16th of your salary gets taxed for
under
playing
New York,
there.
Under New York law.
Under New York law, or any other state that has a state income tax. And that's just a killer. So what this article says is, the teams that live in low-income tax states on the average, win two more games a year than the teams that live high income. And they say that has to do with the salary cap.
Oh.
Because the salary cap came into effect in 1994, and there wasn't a problem before that. But since then, the cap today is $177 million. Well, if a player comes in and negotiates with a New York or California team, they got to build in a 10 or 12% more.
And their take-home is less.
Yeah, their take-home would be less if they played for that, unless they build in. Well, that takes up more salary cap, which then detracts from other players on the team. And so that's their rationale. I just think Texas teams are better. Okay.
So this doesn't have anything to do with talent.
No, that's right. So that's just some tidbits here.
That is kind of interesting, though, because we talk about how much money pro athletes make, and pro athletes are paid pretty well now.
Yeah, but they have a limited time, though, that they're going to be earning that money. Income. Is that right?
Yeah, see, in the NFL, you got to be on the roster for 5 years. To be part of their retirement plan.
Pension plan.
But the average life expectancy, playing life expectancy of an NFL player is 2.5 years.
So isn't that interesting how they made it five years?
It's just like Social Security.
They're playing the odds, everybody. They're still playing the odds, right?
Yeah, when Social Security was developed, average age life expectancy was age 62.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then
the government was saying, we can set this up. It's no problem because most people are going to be dead by the time they can collect, right?
That's how the 65 came into play. Average life expectancy was 62.
Yeah, okay, so there's no worries about funding.
Yep.
Life expectancy is well into our 80s.
Yes.
And moving toward our 90s now. And how ready are you? Come in. We'll look things over with you. Help you if you need a little retirement rescue plan, no problem. If you're good to go, we tell you that. If we just need to help you with an idea or two, glad to do that too. Free review is there for you. Please take advantage of that. Here's our number, 979-836-2903.
See you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.